Offside.
Kanov zadnji poziv. V nedeljo so podporniki nekdanjega premijeja in igralca kriketa Imrana Khana začeli pohod proti pakistanski prestolnici Islamabadu, imenovan zadnji poziv. Protestniki zahtevajo odstop sedanje vlade pod vodstvom Shahbaza Sharifa, ki uživa podporo vojske, in izpustitev Khana, ki je v zaporu od avgusta lani. Na ulice jih je pozvala stranka Pakistansko gibanje za pravico, krajše PTI, ki jo je Khan ustanovil leta 1996. Do večjih protestov za izpust Khana je prišlo marca in oktobra letos, sicer pa se vrstijo že od njegove prve aretacije maja lani. Razlike med dosedanjimi in aktualnimi protesti predstavi direktorica Centra za muslimanske države in družbe Univerze Zahodne Avstralije Samina Jasmin.
This protest is also very similar to the previous ones, even the one few months ago, in which the former prime minister Imran Khan issued a call to people who support PTI and may not be directly members of PTI to go for a march in Islamabad and congregate in D Chowk, which is very close to the Parliament House and the seat of the government. So in that sense, it's not different. Where it is different is that the Islamabad High Court had prohibited them from entering Islamabad, and mainly because it impacts on the life and safety of ordinary citizens there. Despite that, the protest was led by Imran Khan's wife, Bushra Imran Khan, who is commonly referred to as Bushra Bibi, who had just been released very recently, and she had moved to KPK or Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. So she led the march this time. And even though some news suggests that there was a possibility of this march being moved to a park just next to Islamabad, which is also strictly part of also Islamabad area or capital territory, despite that, she refused to accept. And she, along with the chief minister of KPK, moved into the area. And what's interesting is that she, having operated in the background most of the time since she married Imran Khan, it's the first time that she has come out as openly and also tried to garner support from people.
Pakistanska policija in varnostne sile so v pričakovanju pohoda ceste v prestolnico blokirale z ladijskimi kontejnerji. Včeraj so protestniki barikade prebili in uspešno dosegli trg demokracije v tako imenovani rdeči coni, območju mesta, kjer so vladne stavbe in veleposlaništva. Tako je prišlo do obsežnih spopadov med protestniki in represivnimi organi, v katerih je umrlo več ljudi. Policija in vojska sta v nasilnem zatiranju protestov uporabili solzivec in celo ogenj. Dogajanje med protesti in odziv represivnih organov komentira profesor in vodja oddelka za raziskovanje miru in konfliktov na Univerzi v Uppsali, Ashok Swain.
They had tried to block the protesters reach the Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan, and particularly the place called the D Chowk, which is the center of Islamabad, where their parliament, the judges, and also the foreign agencies and the embassies are. So that is the place where usually political protest takes place, but that's why they wanted not this Imran Khan supporters to reach there, but these supporters, for after 2 days of struggle, breaking all the barriers, all these big containers were put on the way. They reached there in a large number. The protesters were led by the one of the chief minister of one of the provinces where Imran Khan party is in power, and also his wife. So the I think after the reached, the army came in, and there have been, you know, the police forces and paramilitary forces in Pakistan called Rangers and the army. So I think what happened in the late night, while the protesters had thought that they have really broken the barrier and able to succeed, and they were tired, and that time they came in. So the whole city lights were switched off, the stores were blocked, so they didn't have any food. There was no light in the middle of the night. Then the police started tear gassing and firing, the police and army and the rangers. And I think that's why then the men of many men leaders, they went to Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. There is a province there where they're in power, but there have been massive number of his supporters have been either killed or wounded, and I think more than 500 have been arrested.
Policija je aretirala več kot 4000 protestnikov in več poslancev stranke PTI. Oblasti so med protesti ukinile mobilne in internetne storitve na več območjih. Minister za notranje zadeve Mošin Nakvi je zatrdil, da se s protestniki glede izpustitve Kana iz zapora ne bodo pogajali. Po mnenju Jasmin je pri zatiranju protestov nenavaden oster odziv vlade.
Where the difference comes in is the level of reaction from the government. I think there were more bullets fired, the tear gas was quite strong compared to other times. And the information that we heard so far doesn't really give you a clear idea. Like the government says, only two people got killed, and who were from PTI, and then there were some who got killed from the law enforcement agencies. Whereas PTI's people say that at least 800 and somebody, some have also argued more than that have been killed, and that at least 550 people have been arrested and a lot more injured.
Vodstvo stranke PTI je danes pozvalo k začasni prekinitvi protestov. Glavni minister province Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Ali Amin Gandapur je izjavil, da protesti še zmeraj potekajo in da ima za prekinitev protestov pooblastila zgolj Imran Khan. Na družbenem omrežju X, prej poznanem kot Twitter, je Khan pozval k nadaljevanju protestov. Khan je bil z mesta premijeja odstavljen leta 2022, potem ko so poslanci premijeju izglasovali nezaupnico. Oktobra istega leta je pakistanski parlament prekinil tudi njegovo poslansko funkcijo zaradi obtožb o korupciji. Maja naslednje leto je sledila aretacija, ko je bil bivši premijer pridržan, zaradi česar se je po celi državi sprožil val protestov, v kateri je pakistanska policija pridržala več kot 1000 protestnikov. Dva dni po aretaciji je pakistansko višje sodišče aretacijo premijeja razglasilo za nezakonito in ukazalo njegovo takojšnjo izpustitev. Augusta je bil Khan ponovno pridržan, potem ko ga je sodišče v Islamabadu spoznalo za krivega preprodajanja državnih daril. Pri tem je bila pridržana tudi njegova žena, Bushra Imran Khan. Poleg tega ga je sodišče v Islamabadu obsodilo na 10 let zaporne kazni zaradi izdajanja državnih skrivnosti. Oktobra 2023 je višje sodišče v Islamabadu tudi to obsodbo spoznalo za nezakonito, toda zakonca Khan sta kljub temu ostala v zaporu. Khana in njegovo ženo je sodišče v Rawalpindiju obsodilo kršenja islamskega prava. Višje sodišče v Islamabadu je ugotovilo Khanovi pritožbi, je ugodilo Khanovi pritožbi in ga oprostilo prodajanja državnih skrivnosti. Julija je sodišče v Islamabadu za konca Khan oprostilo nepravne poroke, zaradi česar je bila konec oktobra njegova žena izpuščena. Khan medtem ostaja v zaporu. Čeprav je za rešetkami, Svein pojasnjuje, da v državi uživa veliko podporo.
He is the key to everything. The party is his party, the support is his support. The others, though in their party, many of them left, the top leaders are silenced by the military or directly or by the ISI, which is the military intelligence, or by the party in power, which is backed by the military. But he is the most popular leader in the country, and that is his strength, and that's what he is, though he is in jail for more than a year, and there have been also reports of that he's not being, given the proper treatment inside the jail. He's not allowed to meet people. But at the same time, I think he has tremendous influence, and he is the only leader who can really call for this kind of protest, and people are able to come in this large number and challenge the military.
Na februarskih volitvah so člani njegove stranke, ki so morali kandidirati na neodvisnih listah, kljub prepovedi uporabe strankinih simbolov, osvojili največ sedežev v 266-članskem parlamentu. Kanu so oblasti kandidaturo prepovedale. Svein dodaja, da je za Kanovo popularnost med njegovimi podporniki ključno njegovo nasprotovanje vplivu vojske v državi.
He is being seen also as the force who is challenging the all-powerful military in Pakistan. And I think that's the army chief, Asim Munir, General Asim Munir. He is somehow very suspicious of Imran Khan because the way Imran Khan has taken a position against the army, that had never taken place in Pakistan, and that's why he because of his popular support, the army is unable to do much to him. Otherwise, though he's been arrested, he's still there, and his party continues to organize protests and do all these kind of challenges to the army in particular and army-backed regime in general. So I think this is somehow though he is in jail, Imran Khan continues to be the most popular leader in Pakistan, and he is the only one on whose strength the protests are being mobilized and being organized.
Jasmin ob tem sicer dodaja, da bo Kanov prihodnji vpliv odvisen od enotnosti pakistanske vojske.
The fact that just hearing that Imran Khan has issued the call and people do, at least in thousands, come out, indicates that he still has influence in the picture. But to what extent he can sustain this influence, it really depends upon what happens from now. Because I think what's very clear now is that given the fact that this decisions to start the march and that the government's response, it has continued for more than 2 years and definitely a lot more last year. And the question really is, how long will it continue? And how would the military respond to that? So if the military remains united on this, and if the military supports the present government, we could see even a harsher response by them towards Imran Khan and even Bushra Imran Khan. I think in that sense, we'll see a very different story. It would still mean that Imran Khan would retain his attraction for people. People would still follow him. But the extent to which he would be able to issue statements and make these calls for demonstrations, that might change. And then there's another possibility that given what's happened yesterday or over the last few days, and how it's impacted upon people in Islamabad around Pakistan, but also in terms of Pakistan's image around the world, it might suggest or convince the government and the military leadership that it is probably time for PTI and the military and the government to sit down and negotiate.
Imran Khan tako ostaja pomembna politična figura, ki je na ulice uspela prignati na tisoče svojih podpornikov. Obenem pa bo v zgodovini ostal zapisan kot član legendarnih igralcev pakistanskega kriketa. Najnovejše novice o velezvezdniku pakistanskega kriketa vam prinaša Radio Študent. Offsideova korespondentka za kriket je bila Vida, mentoriral je Tim.